business. So now at this time, I'm going to turn the meeting over to Mr. Lank for the purpose of the reorganization for the coming year. Mr. Lank.
You really gave me some power.
Man. I'm sorry? What did you say? What did I do?
Really gave
you
me
gave
some power.
Some power.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
But I'll, with that power, I open the nomination for chairman.
But, Mr. Secretary, I'd like to make a motion that we appoint Dale Calloway as chairman of the Board of Adjustment for the year 2015.
Second.
We have a motion and by Mr. Ricker, second by Mr. Mills, to nominate Mr. Calloway as chairman. Are there any further motions?
Will it be closed?
Motion by Mr. Workman. Is there a second to close the record?
Johnson.
We have a motion and a second to close the nomination for chairman. Rather, a motion to adopt the nomination of Mr. Calloway as chairman by voting, a vote by roll call. Mr. Workman.
Aye.
It said yay or nay.
Oh, yay.
The power came out of you.
He's really using it.
Man.
Mr. Ricker.
Yay.
Mr. Hudson.
Yay.
Mr. Mills.
Yay.
Mr. Calloway.
Yay.
Thank you. Congratulations, Mr. Calloway.
Thank you.
I now open the record for nomination for vice chairman.
It would be John Mills.
Motion by Mr. Workman to nominate Mr. Mills as vice chairman. Is there a second?
Second.
And we have a motion by Mr. Workman, second by Mr. Hudson. That's a nomination. Is there any further motion? I'm sorry. Any further motions? Is there a motion to close the record or the nomination for vice chairman?
So moved.
Is there a second for that motion to close the record?
Second.
And we have a motion to adopt and nominate Mr. Mills as vice chairman by roll call. Mr. Workman.
Aye.
Mr. Rickard.
Aye.
Mr. Hudson.
Aye.
Mr. Calloway.
Aye.
Mr. Mills.
Aye.
My congratulations to Mr. Mills for being vice chair. I now turn the meeting back over to Mr. Calloway, the reelected chairman, and with congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. Mills. I mean, Mr. Lank. Jim, I'd like to thank you again for your continued support.
There's one other step you had to nominate.
Got nominated now for secretary.
Jennifer is secretary to the Board of Adjustment.
Nomination is now open for the office of secretary of the board for the coming year.
Wish she says nay.
What are you going to do?
No, you're not yet. Whoever's in charge of the meeting, which is supposed to be me as far as staff, is supposed to be the secretary. So, yeah, it's up to the chairman to appoint the secretary.
Oh, I'm going to have to
point. Don't give her what she wants. She
which way are you appointing?
I'm appointing this way, Mr. Lank.
So you're pointing this way, too.
Yeah. Well, I'm not pointing to her. I know better. You see them eyes.
She lives too close.
That's right. She lives too close. I ain't doing that one. Oh, and too well not doing it. So, Mr. Lank, congratulations for being appointed as secretary for the coming year.
One.
So, I won't say thank you either.
I'm sorry?
I won't say thank you. That's an appointment that does not have to be a vote by the board.
Oh, okay.
The commission does, isn't it? Was that right, Jim?
I believe so.
Yeah. Is it? Okay.
Last year he did it by vote, but it's never been necessary.
So at any given time, he can
appoint by the chair.
Appoint and reappoint. And that
he
makes
had to vote on it.
Oh, okay.
So that makes it convenient in the need for a change.
Yeah, when the commission does it, they appoint the secretary, and they appoint myself and Shane to be authorized or approve record plans for a recorder deed. So it's just another step we have to do.
So now, does Jenny have to be? She don't have to be appointed. She's just automatic through the office.
She's automatically. She's recording secretary.
Well, just to, the office. To clarify, it does say the board shall appoint. So
the board shall appoint.
Board shall appoint. Well,
the commission doesn't have to vote on it. In theirs.
This one says the board.
Okay. Sorry, let's go back.
Motion to appoint Mr. Lank as our secretary.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion. It's been duly moved and seconded to appoint Mr. Lank as secretary of the board for the coming year. All those in favor of the motion? Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. So by a vote of 5-0, Mr. Lanky, you've been duly appointed or elected as secretary.
Is that a roll call vote?
Yes, I already did roll call.
I didn't hear any nays, so yeah.
I didn't hear any yays.
Mr. Workman?
Yeah.
Yay.
Aye.
Mr. Ricketts?
Wait a minute, what do I think about? Oh, yay.
Okay, then Mr. Hudson?
Yay.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And Mr. Kelly, yay or aye. So again, that by the vote of 5 yays, Mr. Lanky, you've been duly elected.
Appointed. Well, congratulations.
Congratulations to you.
How many years has it been now you've been chairman?
I don't know, sir.
Wow.
But I do want to thank every one of you again for your support.
No problem.
What, 3 years? How many years?
Be 17 years this year.
Out of 22 that we've been there.
Yeah, I've heard guys getting away with a lot. You sure have a full 16 years.
This year will be an identity, I thank you very much. Okay. Are there any, if there being no further business?
Pretty good.
Oh, in this case here, Jamie, after last week that gentleman came to us, do you know what happened to him? Because I had those two big buildings or sheds.
Oh, he's traveling.
He is
scheduled for the hearing on the 18th of August.
18th of August.
Oh, he's going,
Yeah, it's already been posted and I believe in the process. If it's not already been advertised, it's in the process.
Do we keep our regular paperwork now, or you got something else different?
There's probably something in your packet, but you can hold on to it.
You'll get a new application, too.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the reason why I asked is he said that he was going to get with you. Or he talked to me on the computer. We were going to get Mr. Lank and join the properties together, and that was going to be the end. That's why I asked that question.
Mr. Lank and I talked after our last meeting.
So. Oh, okay.
The only way we could figure it out would be that he has to apply for determination subject to the board's approval as whether or not he can have two accessory buildings on a vacant parcel that's less than an acre in a B1 district. The ordinance doesn't really say.
Okay.
Makes reference to an acre on an AR and GR where you can have accessory buildings without a dwelling or a main structure. So this is B1. He's not using it commercial. That's what threw it.
But he didn't want to change his zoning.
He didn't the B1 district, which allows for residential use. So we looked at the B1. It refers to MR. So the MR is another residential district, so we had to figure out some way to apply.
So we moved everything on to let you figure it out.
Yeah, that would be a discussion on the 18th.
Okay. Yeah, we can discuss it then.
Yeah, no, I mean, I was just curious, because that's what he's left me the impression he was going to get with you and change,
He wanted me to give him a permit.
Well, he didn't say that. No, I didn't. I wouldn't have that impression.
Well, he didn't ask for CO, right?
No, he was just going to take
Move it on first. His concern was duly noted that he was just concerned about the contractor getting all his timbers back so he can get on with work.
They're good people. They're moving people. I've used them before. They're good people. They'll work with him. Okay, gentlemen, we're open for adjournment then.
So move.
All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
Yeah, let's keep it going.